You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angels. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked on Angels.
What up, Angel fans? My name is Lucas Sardo, your host of Locked On Angels today, your resident Socia Cynic. Welcome to your daily Angels update here on Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Won a game against the White Sox. That was positive, you know. And I will say this team is doing just enough not to just take all the hope away from me. Because I see offensive outputs like that and they just get me so fired up. I'm like, oh, maybe the bats are going to get hot and we're just going to go on a run. I can feel it. That's what I did after the Astros game on Sunday. I told Pat, I was like, hey, I'm going to put $10 on the Angels. I'm going to let it ride because I know we're going to win like 7 straight. And we lost 2 in a row and I lost $10. So that wasn't very great. But, he did make a comment yesterday in yesterday's show. The offense seems to be 2 days off, 1 day on, and I completely agree with that. That's kind of been the not mantra of the team, but that's how it's been all season. You know, you get one game a series, basically, that it's some kind of crazy offensive output, and you're like, oh, we're scoring runs, it's feeling good, and then, boom, out of nowhere, we get no hit through 6, like we did yesterday. Or 2 days ago. I'm sorry. I'm scared that this team is turning into like a boom or bust kind of team at the plate. They're 5th in the entire league in home runs, but team batting average of .244, which ranks them 19th in the league. And, you know, that's pretty to me. Very, like, whatever. And I will say, you know, that is how the league's changed, but I think if we want to get in contention, which I'm holding on hope to, guys, I'm not quite jumping off the ship. I will say I have tested the waters of jumping overboard, but they're still a little too cold. I'm waiting for it to get a little warmer. But, you know, if we got to make a charge at this, you know, that's one thing we're going to have to do is start putting more balls in play, essentially, and not be in that team that just scores all their runs off the long ball. But I will say, two takeaways I had from people at the plate from yesterday's game. Shohei Ohtani, the philanthropist that he is, sent a ball back to Japan for those of his fans that are over there. And, you know, that's really cool of him. That ball that he hit was absolutely obliterated. One of the furthest balls I've ever seen hit at Angel Stadium. I was actually lucky enough to see, I don't know if Pat retweeted on the Locked On account, but before I was hosting, I got to go down and watch batting practice, and Shohei hit a ball. I know you guys are all familiar with the Angel Stadium dimensions and everything, so he hit a ball to right field that almost landed like where the Bud Light deck is. You know, the Budweiser patio. Up there on that kind of concourse, it landed in the first row, like right before that. That is the furthest ball I've ever seen hit at Angel Stadium. And it wasn't BP, so like take it with a grain of salt, but oh my gosh, just absolutely insane power out of that guy. Interesting too, all of his home runs this year have been in Anaheim, which is kind of weird, but hey, whatever. Another takeaway I had, my second takeaway of the night. Mike Trout at the plate. And it's hard to get picky with the best player in baseball. But my favorite Mike Trout at the plate is the guy that hits balls to the right center gap. Because when he's struggling, like he was recently, the last couple weeks, he's kind of in a little funk. When he's struggling, he's very pull happy. Swings and misses a lot. You could see him pulling off balls. He's just trying to, like, overpower defenses on the left side. And that's why they shift him, right? Like, that's his bread and butter, is pulling balls hard. I don't think we can get picky about it when he's hitting, like, .320. But Last night he hit a ball out to right field, and we rarely see that out of him. Him going the other way and hitting a ball out, at least. I can't even remember the last time I saw him hit a ball out to that part of the yard at Angel Stadium. But I think that might be the start of something phenomenal moving into August. He potentially could go on a tear, and it's one of those, dare I say it, hop on my back, let's go to the playoff tears. I would not be surprised if we saw that. Probably not going to be able to do it because, I mean, once any teams get a sniff of like, oh, Mike Trout's getting hot, they just intentionally walk him over and over and over again, which is just no fun. But who knows? I mean, it's fun to dream, right? I'm just holding on all kind of hope I can for the playoffs here, guys. But coming up next, we're going to gear grind. But first, if you guys want to sponsor the show, I know you guys all know somebody kind of owning a business, working for somebody. Hit us up. We'd love to help you guys out. Love to advertise for you guys. LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. That's where you can get in touch with us. So we are going to gear grind after this.
You're making me very upset.
You know what really grinds my gears?
All right. Well, I'm back for the gear grinder segment. And I had to do a complete 180 because my entire gear grinder that was lined up was about Martin Maldonado. I'm recording this in the morning. Martin Maldonado, for those of you guys that don't know, just got traded to the Astros for a prospect. He was a left-handed pitcher. I didn't catch his name. All right. Yeah, right. I was about to come back on for this gear grinder. He gets traded. So, I don't know. I might not be as fired up for this gear grinder segment, unfortunately, but smell you later, Maldi. I mean, I was very disappointed with his output with this team. And my gear grinder was going to be about him behind the plate, specifically, because he was supposed to be this gold glove catcher. And his defensive statistics are so down. He's so lazy behind the plate. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm not even going to go into it, though, because, I mean, it's pretty much just water under the bridge at this point. Like, he's not on the team. Why am I even going to talk about him? He's on the Astros, too, of all things. Can't wait to play that guy. Jeez. But, I mean, my first impressions on the trade, seems like we're going to be sellers towards the deadline, obviously. I think Kinsler and Valbuena are next. But I don't know what kind of return we're going to get for those guys. I would imagine Kinsler we're going to get a higher return than Valbuena, surely. I mean, I did say earlier, we're fifth in the league in home runs, so maybe you could pull the old, like, trade Luis Valbuena for a bucket of balls trick. That might work out. I'm sure we have a shortage of baseballs in Anaheim, so maybe try that one out. But I don't know. We're not going to get anything, I would say, promising anytime soon. I think the guy from Maldonado was like an 11th round draft pick by the Astros, and he had like a 3.8 ERA in single A, like high A ball. So, I mean, that's, I don't know, maybe you can turn it around. We'll see. Only time will tell. But moving forward, we're going to get a lot more Jose Briseño, which is pretty cool. I've not been disappointed by him by any means. I think he's been better at the plate. I know he's hitting like 261. Nothing crazy like pop-wise, but I mean, that's a better output than what we've seen out of Maldonado for sure. I was really ready to just fire on Martin Maldonado right now. So this is kind of a different switch. I could go off on like Mike Socha, but I feel like that's kind of like, I'm just like not in the mood for it. He needs to go. I'm just going to say it right now. He needs to go. We need a different light in that clubhouse. I've got a good one. Okay. Let's talk about Justin Upton in the outfield. Oh my gosh. How bad has he been? Like, legitimately, I think Magellan can play a better outfield than Justin Upton. Oh my gosh. He looks like inebriated in the outfield. That's an SAT word right there for you. Inebriated means drunk. I mean, oh my gosh. And what's crazy, I looked up his defensive stats and I was just amazed. He is actually performing better defensively this year than he was last year. Last year, he was a -5 runs, defensive runs saved above average. He was a -5. This year, he's a 1. That means that statistically, he is an average left fielder. Huh. I find that really hard to believe. I don't know. It's just unreal. I'm starting to think that we got to have like a defensive replacement for him late in the game now, right? Like, he almost single-handedly blew that game in LA. And there's been a couple more, like, of recent that, like, you're looking at him like, oh my gosh. There was a stint, like, after that LA incident that every ball that got hit to left field, I was genuinely concerned. Like, it took me back to, like, my Little League days where there'd be a fly ball hit to your right fielder and you're like, that ball's not getting caught. You just know it's not getting caught. That's how I was feeling with Justin Upton. And that is not good out of a Major League Baseball player. Not good at all. But, whatever. We won the game in LA, so that was cool. But, I saw this yesterday also. I could get fired up. Not about Justin Upton, but a completely different thing. I saw a tweet, and it said something along the lines of, like, Angels fans expect more out of their players because they watch Mike Trout on a nightly basis. You might have seen it. I just strongly disagree with that. I don't think that we look at, like, Cole Calhoun and Ian Kinsler and Albert Pujols and look at them like Mike Trout. Like, I don't think we hold them to a higher standard because we watch Trout play night in and night out. I don't think that at all. I think that this team is just grossly underperforming this season. Like, we know Pujols isn't the same guy he once was. And, I mean, like, Upton, we're not asking him to be a world beater. We're just asking, like, with runners in scoring position, we're just asking him to hit, like, I don't know, 220, 225? Like, that would change some games for us, potentially. On the mound, like, I don't think we have any Cy Young candidates by any means. But I don't think it's too much to ask that we stay healthy. I think, as a whole, I feel like I'm speaking as a whole for Angel fans. Like, I don't think we're asking for this whole team to play like Mike Trout. I think we're, like, asking for this team to just play to their potential and, like, win the games that they should win, right? Like, I don't see it being one of those things where, now, Luis Valbuena's not hitting 330 bombs. Like, I'm pissed off right now. No. That's not at all what it is. Like, we know his ceiling. So, we're a realistic fan base. Don't get it twisted. But, that tweet just kind of set me off. And on the Mike Trout, thought process here, the Mike Trout marketing jokes, they're getting a little played out for me. I mean, it was fun when it was, like, just an Anaheim thing, and we were, like, on Twitter, like, oh, yeah, like, haha, how's that for marketing? But now it's like everybody all over the country's doing it. And it's like, hey, like, guys, that was our thing. Stop doing it. And now it's like not even fun anymore. So, anyway, that was my Gear Grinder segment. Sorry, guys. But coming up next, we're going to close out this show. All right. Really quickly, I saw a tweet. Recently, it was the AL rookie leaders in strikeouts. Now, I bet you guys cannot guess who number third is, but I'm going to tell you. Haha, that was like a lead into our Trivia Thursday. But Noe Ramirez, third in AL rookie strikeout leaders. That's pretty wild. Also, currently leads the team in ERA. So that's great. He's like over 4, I know that. That's great. Also, Shohei is fourth on that list in his 9 appearances. He's pitched, like, I don't know, maybe a third of the season. He's fourth in AL rookie strikeouts. That's unreal. Unreal. But as I did say, it is Trivia Thursday, guys. It is Trivia Thursday. One of my favorite days of the week. I don't know. But Vladimir Guerrero, if you did not know, he is getting immortalized in the Hall of Fame on Sunday. So I figured we should honor him and do a Trivia Thursday in Vlad's honor. So here we go. Vlad is going to go into the Hall of Fame and will rank third among Hall of Fame players with 250 intentional walks. Do you know the other two players that rank ahead of him in that stat? Tweet me your answers. We'll see if you guys get them right. I think this is so fun. I love it. Side note, in regards to breaking records, stat breakers, did you know that every time you see Albert Pujols hit into a double play, you are witnessing history? Because he is the all-time Major League Baseball leader in grounded into double plays. How crazy is that? Like, we praise him for the hits and the RBIs and the home runs, but I mean, I think we should be talking about this grounded into double plays thing. It might not ever be broken. Like, in rankings of Major League statistics that will never be broken, Cal Ripken number one. I would say Albert Pujols got to be number two, grounded into double plays. That's pretty tough, dude. Pretty tough. Anyway, Pat's going to be back tomorrow. Send you into the weekend with the big, 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 huge Seattle series. I'm just saying, guys, we can't give up hope yet, right? Because what if we do sweep Seattle? What if? If we get swept by Seattle, surely we're done. I'll hop right off into the deep end, head first. But if we sweep them, you never know. But anyway, I'm Lucas Sardo, guys. You can find me at LucasSardo13 on Twitter. I love hearing all the good and bad stuff from you guys. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. But more importantly, follow our show's Twitter page at LockedOnAngels for all the updates. Hit up our website, LockedOnAngels.com. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything else, shoot us an email, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. Early game at the Big A today. Check it out. Adios.